and I believe we have Ohio head coach Frank Solis on the line. Is Frank there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, Frank. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Appreciate your time, and obviously a tough game Wednesday night against Miami, and as the preparation continues for tomorrow with Western Michigan, how have your Bobcats responded in practice this week?
Yeah, you know, obviously the loss is very difficult on them, but they have responded really well. They've been a team that has practiced great from day one through this time period, and they've showed that again this past week. They're very resilient players, and you know, they want to move forward. They want to put that behind them and continue to reach out to win as many games as we can win as we go through the final regular season play.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Solis and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Frank, when you take a look at preparation, obviously tomorrow night with a very talented Western Michigan team, when you look at film, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, they are a very, very good football team in all phases of the game. You know, they're big, strong, fast on the defensive side of it. They cover a lot of ground and are excellent in both stopping the run and the pass. And so, you know, they're going to be a tough bunch for us to move the ball with any kind of consistency. But in saying that, you know, we've done a pretty good job throughout the course of the year of moving the ball, and I expect that we'll have an opportunity to get some things done there. You know, as far as how it goes with special teams and their offense, really talented guys. You know, they got a lot of team speed, and that carries on over to excellent special teams play, and it also usually carries over to an excellent running game and throwing game. But they love to run the ball, and, you know, obviously do a great job of it.
Frank, from a weather perspective and the potential cold weather, just the game being moved up 1 hour in preparation for the potential weather, just talk about, you know, some of the challenges that presents to your team and the role of special teams in this contest with the potential cold weather and severe weather.
Yeah, you know, we're usually a team that reacts very well to whatever conditions are thrown our way, and so I'm presuming that we'll be able to step on the field and play very good football despite what the weather forecast is. And, you know, we'll see as the game goes along. You know, Nathan has been in cold games before. He's throwing the ball fairly well in cold games, so we'll see how that plays out. And then, you know, just get ready to play a four-quarter football game, and I think that'll be important.
For your Bobcats to have success tomorrow night, talk to accomplish.
Well, as usual, we're going to have to get something done on the ground. You know, we're going to have to be able to run the ball against them and run it with some effectiveness and then, you know, come off of that with hopefully some play-action passes that can be very effective. You know, the drop-back passing game is something, you know, we don't want to live by, but, you know, Nate's certainly capable. We're certainly capable of protecting well. But we're more of a run, play, action, pass kind of team, and we're hoping that fits in well tomorrow. So stopping their run will be huge. As I mentioned, you know, great athletes, great team speed, and certainly speed at the tailback position. So, you know, they do a great job of being able to bounce plays and just outrun you.
You touched upon Nathan ability to play in these types of games. Talk about how much of a comfort level that is for you regarding having that senior quarterback leading your offense in these November games with so much on.
Yeah, he's such a proven player, and in all kind of situations. You know, he's had a great 3 years here, and we're counting on him finishing out his final season in a manner that's really a great tribute to him, because he's done so much for this program. And so I know that that the players on our football team, not only with Nathan, but really all the seniors, want to send them out with a great farewell in terms of their last senior game at home. And so I think the attitude and the effort will be great.
Well, Frank, I appreciate it. I know this week's schedule has been kind of unique, so we will let you get back to preparation for Western Michigan. I want to say thank you for your time. I want to wish you the best of luck tomorrow night, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next Monday morning.
All right. Thanks, Ken. Okay.
Thank you, Frank. For Frank Solich and his Ohio Bobcats, coming off a 24-21 loss to Miami last Wednesday night, again in a contest, quarterback Nathan Rourke ran for 2 touchdowns and 89 yards rushing, and also threw for 1 touchdown on his 15-27 passing for 133 yards. Safety Javon Hagen led the team defensively with 9 tackles in that contest. For Ohio, again, they will be hosting Western Michigan tomorrow night, Tuesday, November 12th. Again, that game moved up 1 hour, originally scheduled for a 7:30 p.m. kickoff, now a 6:30 p.m. kickoff, and that game will be televised by ESPN2.